Hi, everybody. Well, today is Friday. This is our paranormal show and, like, general information. So if you have any paranormal experiences that you'd like to share, just give us a little email, clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll be happy to read that. And also, today is the end of the week. Yeah, so let's clear the numbers. So we got 1-8-2016. So let's release that energy. So 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. And 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. That's feeling a little better. Feels like some of the energies are courting us from some of those planets or something. So let's release that energy. I almost sense it as being maybe forehead energies, maybe back of the skull or something. So let's take it with an energetic cord. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, okay? And let's clear away energies that you may have encountered during the week. So think of your situation, incident, whatever that would be. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do the light beam activation. So here we go. Bring up your light beam or light beams. You have a couple of computers running or something, or maybe have your computer hooked into your, your large, maybe 90-inch big screen TV or something, you know. You put the light beam on and you go, wow, you know. You look like that commercial, the old Memorex commercial, where the person had a JBL speaker in front of them and sitting on a chair and the hair is blowing back. That's the old days, the L100 JBL. Anyway, here we go. Let's get away those energies. So one, and we'll get rid of entities in your room and stuff that's bothering you. They'll leave once we energize the light beam. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and they're energizing out for you. Give you peace. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'll use the word stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll see if Anne's on today. Anne, are you out there in Radio Land?
Yes, I am, Ron. Good evening. Welcome, and welcome all to all of our listeners. We're so happy you're here tonight. You're listening to the Ron Ametron Healing Show. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. We are all very happy and looking forward to tomorrow's healing call, where Ron is going to do the wonderful organ restoration for us. We're looking forward to that very much. If you have not signed up for that yet, of course you can. You could sign up for it right before if you wanted to. It costs $50. It starts at 3 p.m. Pacific time. It will last for about 2.5 hours. And it's just a wonderful call. And I think anyone who has been on it before, which was I think a year ago, really got a lot out of it. And it's an opportunity for you to just lay still. Of course, speak your intentions and needs, requests for what you want healed, and then just relax and enjoy while the light beings do some healings on you. And Ron, I just did want to really stress to people, and if you would for us, please, that you know, you were reminding me before how important it is to be speaking out loud to our own spirits as well as the light beings. Can you talk about that a bit, Ron?
A lot of people actually do that on the conference calls, too. But, yeah, it is beneficial to tell your body what's happening and what you're working on so your body can accept the healing. And that's really beneficial. And that way, every cell of your body knows that you're working in this area. And that's also we sort of stress too in the light infusion chamber. You know, you want to communicate, to talk, maybe whisper what you want to have worked with. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Yes, thank you so much for that, Ron. All the tools you've given us, doing the mind to heart drop, commanding our spirits to be in our bodies, commanding that we are on the CLS Now timeline of light, should all be done out loud, correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. So we'll talk more about the call tomorrow throughout the show tonight. I just wanted to say, if you have any issues at all, please send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. I have an email now from someone who didn't get the correct number or didn't get the phone number and PIN. So, you know, don't let anything block you or interfere with you coming on that call, and we'll help you out if we can. So, oh, and also I want to say thank you to the people who sent in requests for Ron of organs and conditions that, you know, he may not have thought of, and I forwarded all of those to Ron. One just came in now, Ron. So you have a few forwarded emails to look at before the call tomorrow. Okay, I'm going to move on to some emails, Ron. Somebody wrote in that in the Bible there is a quote that says, "Behold, this evil or trouble or disaster, depending on the translation, is from the Lord." What could be more obvious than this? That's very interesting. So do you want to add to that a little, Ron, or talk about that?
Well, so we talk about it all the time. It'd be interesting to know where it is. If somebody say read that, very interesting.
Oh, well, and, you know, I didn't say it, but they actually put on there, you know, where it is in the Bible if people are interested, in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 33.
So, 2 Kings, okay. And what's that again, 2 Kings? I'm writing it down.
Okay, hang on, because I closed it again. too many numbers. Chapter 6, verse 33.
Chapter 6, verse 33. Okay.
So, there it is, the Bible telling the truth.
Yeah. That's good.
And a couple of more alien, you know, oriented questions and comments, Ron. There is scuttlebutt out there saying that there are 250,000 races that are here in the now time. Do you know if that is so?
250K? Wow, that's a lot. I don't think there's that many of those now. Thousands, maybe, but not hundreds of thousands. I don't think so. I wouldn't agree with that. I would say if somebody said 2,000 or less, I would say that's probably pretty correct. Remember, you have crossbreeding, too, with these aliens, and you also have them crossbreeding with humans. And the test tube babies, so you could have a lot of different variations there. And the offspring, maybe the fetus, the baby, may not even come here. So that's another way of looking at it. So just because, I'll just start over again here. I've dealt with, I would say at least what I'm thinking, maybe 8 women so far over the years. That sort of knew they had children somewhere that weren't here. And some of you knew about how old they were. So I was able to, with these people, you know, I don't get that many people commenting on this to me or asking me, but, you know, the ones that do, I can actually take them up to the, I'll use the word ship, that these children are on. And the mother can actually see the children. And those are for the ones that are really interested in you know, doing this here. And I have done that, like I said, for about 8 people, I think. And they were just really satisfied and kind of I won't say overwhelmed, but just that heart energy of knowing that they have a child out there somewhere that was a test tube baby, we'll say, you know, a hybrid, using that term, you know, and they're living. So anyway, that's interesting. So I guess back to you.
Okay. And someone sent us a link to something on, you know, sticking with the unfortunate theme that we have on Friday nights about aliens. Someone sent us a YouTube clip that you can find, I'm sure. I could send you the link if you would like after the show. Or you can look it up. Swirling UFO Gateway in Switzerland, December 2015. Have you seen that, Ron?
Yeah, I think I saw that. I believe I did.
Okay. So is that, in fact, what it is?
If you could send me is there a YouTube link on that? Maybe you could post it into our chat here.
Sure.
If somebody sent that, and I'll click on it and just see.
They did. Okay.
I know I've seen some triangle ships and stuff floating around. Yeah, those could be the new energies too. I'll have to look at it to review it. Like I said on the last show or so, maybe two shows ago, they're bringing in the new timelines here, and it's like you're looking into a glass window of another timeline, and it's not really there, but you can see it, but you probably cannot get into it. So I don't know what to use for an example here. I just pulled up the YouTube here, December 2015, so I'm watching this here. Okay, here's an example. I don't know what else. Wow, that's interesting. Let me just look at this here. I can see alien faces up on the left to the clouds moving as you're looking down on it. I'm trying to see if there's a picture window in this here. So I'm watching this here. It's about almost 2 minutes in length. UFO entering interdimensional portal over Geneva, Switzerland. Yeah, it is going through it. Now it vanished, okay? Yeah, I'd say that looks pretty correct. So I'll get back to what I was kind of talking about. This may sound a little bit gross, but it's a good example. So let's say that you're viewing through one of these windows, right? You're walking down the street, and maybe it's in a park setting, and the person is walking a dog. And, you know, they normally, in some locations, they have little plastic bags, you know, the owner can pick the dog poop up with. You know, you've probably all seen these. So all of a sudden you're watching a person through your glass window, not realizing it, and there's a person walking with their dog, and the dog does his thing, and, you know, there's this thing on the ground, and you go, oh, that's awful. Well, you now walk into that reality, but it's really the reality that's here because you're seeing it overlaid over this one. So all of a sudden you walk across the street, we'll say, and walk 100 feet. You get your little bag because you're really grossed out. I think picking it up would be gross enough, but anyway, this is what you're kind of doing. And you get to the spot where the dog did his thing and nothing's there. And you go, wow, this is really weird. I just saw the dog do this. So you might look at that aspect because that could be a reality that we're coming into, and all of a sudden you may see something happening that's real, but it doesn't exist once you get there. So do you have any comments on that, or have you felt any of that energy like that?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I felt specifically that, what you're talking about, but I have that sounds like really real and true to me, what you're saying.
Yeah. So it's like living in the holograms, and the holograms appear to be real. And that's, I think, what we're going to be viewing or seeing this year. It's going to be visited, but they won't have any real connection to anything for these visitors that you're seeing. The human replicas, you're not going to probably be able to maybe even communicate with them, but you will see them. If you're driving, you know, and you go by maybe a school and they're having recess outside and you see, you know, 500 kids out playing, you're just seeing them through a glass window. Probably not even there. So they're just creating this reality so that, you know, you wouldn't drive by there and you go, gee, every day that I've seen people having recesses at noon, you know, the kids are outside playing, and if they're not there, you go, where'd all the kids go? So it keeps everybody from being sane who's seeing this here. Otherwise, you'd wonder, gee, what's going on here? And that really is a good thing because you're going to be able to sense reality or be in a reality in the now where that stuff probably will not affect you because they may not be able to even come into your reality, but you're viewing them. And remember, if you switch that around, they've been viewing you for all these years, probably your whole lifetime, and they're seeing you, like, through this looking glass, you know? So anyway, that's another way of looking at it. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, that's interesting. I guess, you know, the more knowledge we have. And it's interesting that you're bringing up things coming, you know, forward for this year. When we did the sampling of the energies of the months of 2016, it was a pretty peaceful year, we felt, right?
Yeah.
You know, do you feel like those of us who are staying connected to source energy through Creation Lightship are, you know, being protected somewhat from what's going on outside?
Well, I won't. Well, your only protection is that you're in the present moment.
Okay.
So by getting rid of the you know, the darkness that people have inside of them by doing the clearings, that puts you into the present moment. And so since you're in the present moment, now you're empowering yourself and you're separating yourself from all these false realities. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. I'll move on to the next email. It's about the people courting release. Would it increase the effectiveness of the people courting disconnection to put the person's name into the New Earth transport clearing? I am thinking of a repeat offender in my life. Thanks for this and all the other great healings that are improving my life immensely.
Well, that clearing is only designed for you when you do a clearing. So I'm not fully understanding, I guess, the question. You know, when you do a clearing, you transfer it into that earth transport. But,
right. I think they mean, you know, I want the, in other words, it's kind of like a bank account, right? You do the clearing, and that holds the energy there for you.
Yes, uh-huh.
Would it make it somehow more permanent or official or strengthen it to put in a specific name of, because you do put that into the people courting. You can put in a person's name that you'd like, you know, to stop courting you and to receive light energy.
No, you wouldn't want to put their name in because they would have to do the clearing. So it's what you're doing yourself.
Okay.
Otherwise, you'd have to be putting in a lot more data, just mainly for you because you did a clearing. The person's name, you know, if, you know, we'll say Sam is heavily courting you and you do a courting removal, all you want is courting removal on there. I don't think it would matter, you know, or help at all if you put their name in.
Okay.
Because that way you're connecting the energy to that person, okay? So remember, when you do a courting removal, and you're doing Sam, there's probably other cords being released from you that you know nothing about. You know, the cords can jump from one person to the other like entities. And so then you're limiting what you're putting in there. Just leave it very simple. Because you might just want to do a cord release from Sam, but maybe there's 100 other cords attaching to you from Sam. And the situation that Sam is giving you may only be one thing. But that you know about, but you're getting rid of maybe 50 of them because, you know, they came from that person. So you're just limited to Sam. What about the entities that are hopping in his body or her body and going into into you. So you want to keep it very simple.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ron. That's very helpful. Okay, someone asked, wrote in, please comment on the effect electric guitar-based rock music has on us. What might it mean if listening to it makes us feel bad? I listened to it today for just a few minutes and made a slight headache much worse fast.
That can go all different directions, the answer. The first thing is it could be odd harmonics you're listening to, and you're probably doing clearings, and you're feeling really good because you got rid of odd harmonics. So you may listen to odd harmonics through music. I won't say just rock music, but maybe that's the way it would be, or, the other music, the metal music, where it's all odd harmonics, or could be odd harmonics. So you're taking in odd harmonics to you. So I'll do a sample of the harmonic clearing. Here we go. And that depends, how sensitive you are. Maybe your sensory body is overloaded right now. Maybe it wasn't overloaded 6 months ago. Maybe it's at 95% full and nothing bothered you, and now you heard something and it bothers you and you don't feel very good. You feel nauseated or something because that body now is leaking back into you. So here we go. Let's release the odd harmonics that you may have experienced today. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So as far as rock music, I can't really comment on it. That's all that I listen to is that. So, I'm an older rock and roller, I basically stopped anything from like 1980, I'm guessing about 1980 current, I don't listen to. So I'm in this, 60s. Well, the doo-wop is good. I like that. So we'll say the 50s and 60s and 70s is basically what I listen to.
Would you say that it's things that basically, like, I feel like what this listener is basically saying is, it's unpleasant in a way, because there are songs that I find unpleasant actually to listen to, and I feel like what you're describing is more like things that are tuneful. Not that there aren't still pop songs being made today that are tuneful, but there are songs that seem like they intentionally, especially as she's saying the electric guitars, they make a certain sound. It's like they're trying to be negative.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I don't know what, there's a name for that, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's just distortion. So, what they're doing and how it affects you. Remember, there's always a gift in what you're listening to. So if you don't like something, you may want to look at it to see where, what energetic body of yours could be, contaminated. Maybe it's overflowing. And there are things that I don't like listening to either in rock music. But, it's still really, that's your personal choice. But I never get sick from listening to something or feel ill. I just don't listen to it. I don't want to deal with the energy on the song.
Right.
So,
right.
And it could be that too. But to always look at, why you like or why you don't like something. So you want to initially, seek balance,
Right.
And, it's like, the high distortion can actually, start to maybe harm your body. So it's just like, I don't know, just to be real simplistic here, like if you had a radio volume knob, would it say, normally it sounds okay when you have it like at 1 or 2, and you can turn it up to a 10. And, you start turning it up, and at some point, maybe at 5 or 6 on the dial, it starts to sound kind of fuzzy sounding and distorted, and you want to go even louder. Well, that's where distortion comes from. So you're getting square waves instead of sine waves. The square waves are very detrimental to you, where sine wave is not. So just making it very simple. So distortion is from square waves. So anyway, back to you.
Great. Okay, thank you, Ron. What do you think, you know, if you had a body overflowing, would that be the mental body, do you think, that would be being affected there?
I think it'd probably be sensory. The sensory body is probably where the problem would be.
Okay.
There could be other bodies, too, but I would say the sensory one would be what you're tuning into, and maybe even your feeling body, because you are feeling the energy.
Would it be possible for us to have a sample of that now, or...?
Yeah, I can do that. So, but remember, you still may want to do that, the clearing, which has the, what did I just talk about? Harmonic one. Because the harmonic one might be what you need to release those energies from you. So here we go. Let's do a sensory body. So releasing the energy that maybe music has... you know, cause you harm with. So think back when you heard a song you didn't like or sounded awful and you changed the radio. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do feeling body. Same situation there for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, I'm going to move on to the next email. I love to read both fiction and to increase my knowledge about various fields that interest me. I know you say that all books are mind energy, and I agree. Still, would you kindly comment about which types of reading or books you recommend?
I don't do any reading, so... I don't recommend any books. mainly because when you start reading something, there's keywords in it. And, when you read a book, much like watching a movie or daydreaming or having a dream when you're sleeping, you're being put into that movie set, or you're reading the book and you're visualizing what's going on. And so then you're put onto timelines. And that's, you don't want to be put on timelines. So like if you're reading a book and you're reading like 10 pages into it and it's great, and then all of a sudden they start saying, Mary Jane was walking really close to a wasp's nest and she stepped on it, and now the wasps were biting her. Well, how are you going to feel about that? Are you going to feel the pain of those wasps? And then it may say, and she was crying, and then she had an allergic reaction and went to her mother and had to take her to the hospital. How are you going to feel about that? What's your emotion going to do to you? Okay, well, you're on that timeline with that person that they're writing about. And, how far do you want to go on that timeline? And if it really affects you, all of a sudden you activated your DNA just by reading that, and maybe that happened to you, or your ancestors, 300 years ago. Now, all of a sudden, now you're getting ill, and your heartbeat's changing because you activated that DNA just by reading it. And so, getting back to that's the key words. So you're being keyed by words, getting activated through your past life agenda that was brought forth by you reading something in a book. And or watching a movie. So that's what can happen. So for myself, I'm looking forward to seeing the new Star Trek movie, I guess. And is that what it is, the Star Trek one that's out now, or is it something else?
I think it's Star Wars.
Star Wars, yeah, that's what I meant, Star Wars. Yeah, I never really liked Star Trek. Star Wars, yeah, thank you. I'm looking and also the Martian one or something. So I want to see what that's about. But I like to, you know, get the information because I know that they're doing this for a reason. And like I said, it could have keywords in the movie or scenes that could even be taken off planet. You know, just because you see a movie that's happening here that you think was made maybe in some area, maybe wherever it would be, Colorado or overseas someplace. You don't know if those people were actually being transported off this planet. Remember, they can do this very easily. And put the whole movie set on another planet and make the movie, and the people don't realize that. And then you're back here again, and you go, wow, you know, that movie's great. You know, where do they get that wonderful scenery at and stuff, you know? And nobody would know the difference. So anyway, that's what could happen, too. Things would be made off planet, and you won't even know about it. So back to you.
Okay, thanks for that information, Ron. I feel that, you know, I enjoy watching movies too, and sometimes some, you know, really good TV shows. And you know, I know, I should say, if something hooks you or catches you emotionally, like a couple of weeks ago, I watched something that I thought would be really good because of the actor that was in it, and it was very violent. I mean, and you know, I watch things that are violent, and I feel like I'm pretty neutral. But this one thing, that this show, I thought, oh, I don't want. I just that doesn't feel good. I don't want to watch that anymore. You kind of know, right? Like if it catches you emotionally, and then you know, I better clear that.
Yeah, that's correct. Uh huh.
Okay. All right. So this is kind of interesting. It's sort of the opposite of what someone asked earlier. You have said we shouldn't speak our fears out loud. It's interesting because we should talk out loud when we're talking to our spirit. Does that mean the aliens cannot read our minds? Are our mind programs on automatic pilot just waiting to kick in? And if we, that's why if we stay peaceful and heart-centered, they can't get us.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, I'd say that's correct. So you have all these dormant programs running, but they're not activated yet. But they're still, you know, in there, taking up space, and they're, you know, getting all the data, maybe collecting data. But they're not activated because you haven't seen something physically or talked about it. And once you do that, then voila, it gets activated in you. So then, you know, getting back to that, you know, like I going this slightly sideways, you know, we do that, what I call a negative affirmation, you know, where you say you love something and then how it affects you maybe 1,000 times, and that can help release the energy out of your body. Well, that's what you're doing with that particular thing. But, you know, if you're watching something or see something and you go, oh, man, I really hated watching that movie because of this, that, and the other, well, all of a sudden, that dormant DNA in you is now activated because you brought it up out of your mouth. You know, it may not have been activated as much as you're twitching around and covering your eyes and stuff during the program, but once you bring it forward into this consciousness, remember, your mouth is what you're communicating with to everybody. That brings forth the holograms. So once you talk about something, you are now there. That's why I say, you know, you let's say you have somebody, you know, that you don't like. Maybe it's your one of your relatives, mother-in-law, father-in-law, or something, you know. And all of a sudden you go, oh, yeah, you know, so-and-so's coming over. And right away, as soon as you say their name, you get keyed into all the past events about that person, how they harmed you, hurt you, or whatever. And instantly you're on that roller coaster ride again on timelines. And they're with you on those timelines. And now you're getting anxious because you're on those timelines knowing that this is happening to you. But you may not know that. But you wonder, why am I getting anxious here? I just said somebody's name. It doesn't make any sense to me. Well, it's because you're on those timelines now. You created the situation for yourself because you spoke it out loud. And everything that's there, negative or positive, will come forward, because the aliens don't care if it's negative or positive. They want to get the biggest charge of whatever they're going through, or whatever you're going through, to get the energy from you. So that's why you don't want to talk about stuff. You start talking about somebody, they're in your room automatically. And the old phrase, somebody's sitting with somebody, they go, "Hey, your ears are turning red. How come?" "Well, somebody's talking bad about me. Ears know it." And that's one of those old phrases that we don't talk about that much. But when I was growing up, people talked about that. I don't know what the current phrases are, but I think probably the most common phrase is, maybe 10 years ago, was like, "Shit happened," you know. Like, don't be abused. Shit happens, you know. That's what happens, you know. Anyway. Thank you, Ann.
Okay. One listener made a good comment. Couldn't you read 100 books and none would be as accurate as your own spirit that tells you exactly what it is? Wouldn't spirit be smarter than 100 books?
No. But your spirit doesn't know duality. That's a really good question. Your spirit does not know about duality, and it only lives in the now. So the books are talking about timelines. Does your spirit know about timelines? No. So you're reading a book because you're in a storyline, and you're on a timeline as you're reading this book. Your spirit doesn't know about that at all. It only lives in the now. So here we go. Back to you.
Okay, well, thank you, Ron. So I cannot believe the time it is. The show's going by so fast, and I really wanted to talk a little more about tomorrow. But we have a couple of emails about it. One is, "Hi, Ron. The powerful liver clearing you did on Wednesday is still affecting me. That is an organ that has caused me issues in the past. I feel that I am off to a powerful start of the healings to come on the Saturday conference call." Do you remember, Ron, that you did a healing of our livers on the Wednesday BBS show?
Vaguely.
Okay. Well, it was wonderful. Thank you very much. And then another person wrote in regarding the organ restoration call. "How can I protect myself from mind patterns that have me believing in the hopelessness of my condition? Today, I am fully confident of a complete healing tomorrow. Also, how can I protect against future outside interference of my health?"
Boy. Trying to think how to answer that. First of all, you have to realize that the only reason why you have a situation of any type, we'll just talk about physical problems, is because they got activated in your DNA, and it's in your natal chart. So you probably want to use those clearings too, the natal chart clearing, to release the energies of that condition from you. And maybe even also the planet star courting energies. So all the stuff that's known to the aliens giving you a situation because they activated your DNA. You may want to go back to an age when you first experienced this situation or had contact with it, or, you know, maybe you saw somebody in the hospital who had this condition, and then all of a sudden it took 10 or 20 years to manifest in you, and now you have it, and you know, you go, "Wow, you know, that got activated when I saw, you know, this person." So you want to always try to go back to first cause energies. But as far as how do you hold your healing after tomorrow, as you go through the body organs, that could be, you know, a similar type question. Just know that it's done. You know, when I do clearings for people, which I don't do that often at expos, but I do sometimes an emotional clearing for somebody if they really need it, and they want to do it right then and there in person. At that point, what I'll do, you know, once I stop the clearing, it's done. You know, I used to do them over the phone with people. Once my pencil drops, the clearing is done, over with, that's it. There's nothing that you have to go back on, think about, recreate over again. Did you miss a spot in it? You know, was that year of 26 done properly? People might ask that. No, once it's done, it's done. So it's up to you to know that you're in wellness at that point. So, you know, you need to hang on to the wellness and not dwell upon the past to bring in the timelines. If you have a condition that's been haunting you for a long time, you know, maybe this is your first time coming on the call and you've had some creepy crawlers or something for 5 years and it's causing you, you know, your shoulder to ache and pain or something, you know, then you may want to do, you know, to help clearing tomorrow, you want to do the planet star energetic cording clearing. They should be activating your DNA. You may want to do, you know, like the natal chart, natal barcode, I should say, clear that stuff out of you. And whatever you see coming in your way, any kind of thoughts you have toward it, to get out those timelines. So do timeline crashes. So there's a lot that you can do to eliminate, you know, a situation that you're dealing with. But the clearing, well, should help you out a lot. But, you know, if you're worried about maybe your worry warts, you go, yeah, I did this, did that, and it worked for a week, or I went to a practitioner over here, you know, 5 years ago, and it didn't do any good, and this one's going to work for me. Well, you need to get rid of that negative belief system, whatever's bringing that to you. Maybe you have a mind loop problem. Maybe you keep thinking about this condition because it is real to you. Well, you need to step out of that. And then what I say, you know, hopefully we're going to help put up the clearing within a couple of weeks here of the body blueprint renewal, and that can also help you. And that clearing is going to be for people that, you know, you need to really stick with it and be proactive with it. And there are prerequisites for it that you will need to be, you know, you need to have before you even get into it. Otherwise, it won't be that successful for you. We'll be talking more about that maybe in a week or so. But the whole process is just know that it's done. Once we're doing a body organ tomorrow, or maybe a location on your body, we'll say, at that point, it's done once I stop. Maybe working continuously through the call, but once we go from like maybe heart to lungs or maybe the ears, at that point, that energy is there and it's completed. So don't dwell on it and think, gee, Ron only put 3 minutes into this one here, another one he put 10 in, and did that 3 minutes work for me? Remember, life's out of time. So you have to, you know, just know that, because we deal with time here, but in life, there's no such thing as time. And so it's always 100% effective, but your thoughts can get in the way and recreate it on timelines. So you don't want to do that. Back to you.
Right. It's all basically the same message, isn't it, Ron, too? If you wake up after the healing tomorrow or later that day and start thinking about some illness or something, well, you're thinking. And it's back to just, well, I got to get back in my heart center and know and have faith that what Ron did on Saturday is done. So I was wondering, Ron, if we could have some samples of some of the alien clearings, the wonderful alien clearings that you have on your website, just have some samples of that, and then hopefully we can all keep that peace that'll come from having some alien energies removed from us, you know, till we get to the call tomorrow. Now, earlier you took a planet, you said, I see some planet energies attached to our foreheads. I don't know if you remember, that was the beginning of the show, but I can't remember if you said a certain planet or not. But someone on the last show, I think on Wednesday, mentioned the planet Mercury. And I was wondering if you could maybe clear any attachments we might have to Mercury.
Sure, I'll count to five to do that. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go.
Great. Was that another planet that you did before, Ron? Do you remember?
I don't know which ones we did. I know there's more than one. I may have only mentioned one, but there's more than one.
Okay.
And everything is like proactive. So whatever the listening audience needed at that time, that was looked at and it was released.
Great.
And I will say another thing. In the Bible, they talk about Jesus saying, you know, like your faith healed me, or something along those lines. you know, you need to have faith. Well, you don't need to really have any faith. You just need to show up. So that's your faith, is showing up. From there, when we do these particular healings, any type of, even on the website, any type of energetic healing, it's not your faith in anything that's doing it, okay? You know, are you, you know, how much faith do you have? It doesn't matter, okay? Once you show up, the energy itself finds your condition and will clear it out as much as it can do. On the light ship, when you go there, when we do these calls, you are fixed. But the energetic bodies bring that healing back into, you know, the realm here on the earth, because you haven't cleaned out your energetic bodies enough. But it's not your faith that's healing you. So don't think that that's part of the case. What happens is your spirit energy in your body, your body's energy of its spirit, the spirit of the body, gets energized, and the perfection of what you used to be comes back into balance. And you know nothing about that, because, you know, that's not mind energy. That's the spirit in your body. Now, the mind energy could bring you into the different events that you're dealing with, causing you problems, going on to timelines. But it's not your faith that's you know, healing you, because the energy of your spirit is the conduit for the healing. And so I just wanted to clarify that, because there's a lot of disinformation out there about the process. So the energy of your spirit, even if your spirit is really weakened, that part of your spirit that has that illness is fixed, is put back into balance. And then from there, your spirit can help heal you also. The whole thing is like being re-energized and bringing your spirit into perfection. That's what these clearings do for you. So anyway, that's it. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. That's so so helpful. There's a mind, you have a whole life mind of the body clearing, and I know it's part of the body jumpstart. Would it be possible for you to, I don't know, maybe energize the minds of our bodies as a sample?
I need to have some, you have to think of an issue then, what you're dealing with, and I can have the mind of the body get activated for that issue to put it back into balance. So you all need to think of something. You all sound like a southerner here. So everybody think of something here. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. And I'll do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. There we go. You might feel your body changing its energies. Might feel warmer in a location. It may not even be the location you're thinking about. Because remember, the block energy could be anywhere in your body, and then it can cause a physical effect somewhere else. So there you go. Back to you.
Right. Thank you so much, Ron. So what happens if, you know, you just did that and the person, I don't know, didn't concentrate or didn't really pick something in that moment, but they're listening to you? Did something happen for that person anyway, or did they kind of miss out on the that opportunity?
You need to focus on something.
Okay.
The light's not going to judge you and go, oh, you know, this person, you know, is asleep. We'll wake them up, you know, or, you know, try to fix what they think is wrong with them. No, life doesn't work that way. You have to specify what your situation is.
Okay.
So on the call tomorrow, it's, you know, you want to typically stay awake if you can. But if not, just maybe write down. And I've had people actually do this. What they'll do is they'll write down what they want to have, you know, fixed on their body, and they'll put a little string around their neck or something and hang it on to like a big badge, you know, where they get a safety pin and tape it to their clothes. When you're on a light ship, that you're communicating with them, even though you could be sleeping here. So that's a possibility for you. You know, maybe it's, you know, you're listening to the call and it's, you're overseas and it's we'll just say it's 3 in the morning, and that's normally your sleep time, and you go, man, I don't know if I can stay up this long, you know? Yeah, that's one way of doing it also. So just write very simply, you know, a sore toe or a kidneys or liver or something, you know, or whatever, adrenals, you know, throat, and, you know, just do it that way. And then if you do fall asleep, at least there's communication going on that you know nothing about, and it'll work. But the people on the call should get worked on even if they do fall asleep without even doing anything, because I'm going to be specifying these locations. And so everybody, whether they have a situation there or not, that body organ will get looked at and worked on. So back to you.
Okay. I'd like to do, if we could, a couple more alien clearing samples. How about the slime body?
Okay, here we go. And I can't recall exactly what the actual definition of that is. So we've got the slime and the sludge and the web coat. I think they're on the website. It's so distant to me right now of what we put on there, I don't recall. But anyway, here's a sample of that one. So one, two, three, feels pretty active. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. Active, what I mean is that it's alive, okay? Well, you have some energy around you that's physically alive attached to your skin. Back to you.
Okay, so can we do the other two as well, a sample of the web coat and the sludge body?
Sure. Okay, so let's do the sludge body. And that one will be put on the website shortly here, I think. I'm checking on that right now after the call here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten.
Oh, boy.
Do that one again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. And here we go. Web coat. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And another one. Another web coat. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That deals with spider webs around you. So, what's next?
Well, I don't, you know, I was going to now ask you for a sample of that crown chakra disconnection and talk about that healing. But is there anything else, Ron, that we need or that would be good for us to have cleared off of us before tomorrow?
Boy, let's see. I would, if you're going to be on the call tomorrow and you have a condition, do a bunch of timeline crashes tonight when you're sleeping for that condition. That could help you out. Get rid of some of this layers of stuff that you may have.
Okay.
So, Tony, what clearing did you want to have? I'm thinking of another one besides the crown chakra. I'll do that for you. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There's so much that I'm seeing right now. I'm going to do another planet star clearing. Somehow that's, it must be doing a lot of transmissions right now for mind programs. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so here we go. Let's do the spirit in and out of your body to have you feel better. So here we go. We're going to go in and out and in and out a bunch of times. I feel a little dizzy at first, so here we go. I mean out and in, 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 out and in. Okay, there we go. And we're going to do the shadow self of you, using that term kind of loosely here. And so that's the energy that is, in a sense, going to be manifested. I'm not exactly correct on what I'm saying here as far as the shadow body, but let's just say that where you are now, what you are is your manifestation from your thoughts and from the alien programs that brought you to where you are right now. Okay? So the reason why you look the way you do is because a program that was interfacing with you that formed and that solidified to make you look the way you do right now is what got created for you from that program. It's like a cake mix, you know? And so the cake mix got in a pan, you know, got stirred up, put in the oven, and voila, cake popped out, and that's what you have now is the cake. Well, what made it happen was the ingredients. That's the program, we'll call it. So let's clear the program of one of your situations that you're dealing with. And maybe you have sore feet, okay? And or, you know, you have a pinched nerve or something, or maybe your ligaments are not right in one of your legs, or muscles are out of place or something. Well, that's because the program keeps perpetuating itself because of the last program that, you know, happened. That's why you get switched out every 10 minutes. And so the aliens take that last blueprint from, you know, we'll just say the 9 minutes and 59 seconds, and they give it to the next alien race, and they can't make you any different, you know? So they take that last blueprint, and they recreate you according to that last blueprint. So here we go. So think of something that's going on with you that you don't like. Typically, you don't like what it is because you don't like it. And here we go. And we'll take the blueprint that manifested you, and it could be, you know, every millisecond, we'll just say. But we'll take that last blueprint now and get rid of it so that when you recreate it, it might be a change in you. So here we go. Releasing that energy. We'll just see if you have any success with this here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Just see if maybe part of your situation changed. So when you do a timeline crash, you want to do the upside-down version. And you can text that in there. Type it in, I mean, when you're doing that. Because the timeline that you're clearing is already manifested, but you want to get rid of the situation that makes it occur. And so that's what we call, like, the upside-down timeline. So, back to you.
Well, thank you, Ron. That, all those things that you did felt so good. I sort of forgot that I was the co-host. I was just relaxing and taking it all in. So, I wanted to mention that for $50 only, there is a healing Ron has called the Crown Chakra Alien Courting Disconnection, and it's an amazing, thorough healing, which you can then pay another $50 for and have it for your whole life. And it's Crown Chakra Disconnection and goes through then all the chakras. Then it goes through all the different body parts, front and back. It's amazing. And then plus a custom box, so if there's not a body part on that list. Then you get an energy shrink wrap, an entity removal, which I guess, Ron, would take entities out of our chakras in case one of them went in there, a spirit retrieval, and a spirit integration into our bodies. It's just a wonderful healing, and I wanted to recommend that. Is it? Would it be helpful, Ron, for you to do a shrink wrap for us tonight? Would that help us?
Sure. Yeah, I'll do that right now, and then we'll close the show with a mind-to-heart drop. So here we go, doing an energetic shrink wrap. So we're taking the energy that your body is emitting and we're bringing it right to your skin, and we'll call that the shrink wrap. So I'll count to five to put that in place for you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you do the shrink wrap a lot, when you go out, you're going to notice that people might see you as being invisible. So they could even bump into you. But, you know, you're going to be walking around because you're not emitting energy. And people look around for energy. So let's do the mind to heart drop. Command your spirit out loud. Take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them now into your heart. So here we go, dropping down. Count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. Blessings, and hopefully we'll see you tomorrow on the call. It starts at 3 o'clock Pacific time, and it ends at 5:30. So we'll see you later. Blessings, everybody. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. See you later, everyone.